You picked a good day to be tuned in. I'd like to think every day is a good day to be tuned in. But Bombici is a real treat. Getting these guys together to play. We have most of the folks who play with the group here today. Ben Opie on sax, Coulter Harper guitar, Ryan McMasters on bass, and Rich Randall, I think it's Tapan. We'll learn more about the drum he has. And they're going to be at our solar concert series this coming Thursday, July 24th at 12:15. And you're going to hear, I can't even describe it. What I should do is simply get started. This is Bombici. Bombici, and I, well, depending on how you're listening and where you're listening, maybe you heard the vibrations. It is amazing to feel this music. As soon as I came out into the main room here from the Glaston studio I was in, I could immediately feel that. Now, I want to talk to Rich first to make sure I've got the drum pronounced correctly. Is it Tapan?
Tapan.
Tapan, and tell me about it.
The Tapan, this is, you can't see it on the radio, but this is a large drum. It's from North Macedonia. It's found in regions in North Macedonia and close, like Bulgaria and also Kosovo. It is made from walnut. It's a single piece of walnut that's been soaked in boiling water and bent into a circle and then nailed, its ends are nailed together. And it uses, I'm using plastic skin, and it's rope-tuned plastic skin. Traditionally, it would be a natural skin, like goat, for example. But modern, we use these plastic skins because they respond to the weather a lot better. And you can use them without changes in humidity that don't affect the sound as much. What you felt is that this drum is designed to have a low sound and a high sound. And we use them in combination to make different patterns. And that's what you're hearing here. It's interesting, in Macedonia, this tapan, which means translates simply to drum, one who plays a drum or a drummer is called a tapanar. That's somebody who would play like a drum kit. But somebody who plays this style of drum, which is called a selski tapan or village drum, is called a tapanjia. That is someone who specifically plays this kind of drum. So there's two kinds of drummers in the Balkans. Drummers who play drum kits, tapanjia who play these kinds of drums, these large two-sided drums.
How did you come to play these and develop the expertise that you have?
Well, in 2014, I started organizing a music event concert in Pittsburgh called Petanque Tonk. And I did that for about 4 years. And during that process, I got to meet with and work with a lot of bands, especially acoustic brass bands. And many of those bands specialize in Balkan music. And so I became attracted to wanting to learn more about the sounds, where it comes from, how to play it. And so I became very attached to this drum and the sound of it. So I decided to get one and learn how to play it and seek out instruction. And actually, I went to Macedonia. I've been there twice. I bought this drum in Macedonia 2 years ago from the builder who made it. And
yeah, it's not that it looks like this at all, but if you're wondering about size, it's imagine a 55-gallon drum cut in half. It's about the same diameter and about half the height, maybe a teeny bit smaller.
20 inches by 17.
Yeah, it's just beautiful. We'll talk with everybody. I'm going to turn to Ben throughout our segment. We'll talk with everybody. But Ben, what this is Ben Opie. What song did you open up with?
That was a traditional Balkan dance.
Yeah, Bulgarian.
Bulgarian, Genkino Oro. So an oro is a dance, and typical of a lot of Balkan music, there is an uneven meter to it. So it feels, it grooves, but it has a very different feel than the sort of dance music that we would associate with Western music.
Yeah, I noticed that, but I didn't know why I noticed it, which is kind of, there's a sound to it that moved me in a different way without thinking about the unevenness.
You know, very typically at our performances, people will want to start dancing, but they don't know how to dance to this music. So they'll move, but there are organized dances that you might see. For example, there's a Bulgarian festival every year in West Mifflin and Homestead where they will dance all night to pieces like that.
Yeah, at the Bulgarian Macedonian hall there, it's amazing what they're able to do.
I feel jealous that I can't join in, but I would be stumbling over myself the entire time.
I would over a waltz, let alone. we'll talk with Ben a little bit more and the other fellows here, but I want to be sure we get to lots of music today. What would you like to do next?
Atano? Atano Malat?
Oh, okay, yes. Let's go back to Rich, who is the spokesmodel for the group here.
So again, the first tune that we did was Genkino Oro. It's a Bulgarian dance tune. In the Balkans, music is kind of organized as to whether it's dance music or not dance music. The next tune we're playing is actually not a dance tune. It's in an odd meter. It's 11/8. But it's what they call a cafe or a city tune. And this is a tune that you would listen to while you're at the cafe drinking coffee and talking with your friends.
I like that taxonomy, dance, not dance. I like it a lot. Here, once again, is Bombici. Thank you.
Palm Beach, wow. I did, I took a short little video and just stuck it on our Facebook page. So if you want to see what the drum looks like or just the musicians performing, you can take a look at that. You also can come to our solar concert, which is at Buell Community Park, July 24th, Thursday, 12:15. We, along with the Children's Museum and Nova Place, are really happy to be able to present Bombici. Let me greet Ben, who I haven't had a chance to say hello to. You were really wailing on that one.
Thank you. you know, Rich, what, 6-7 years ago, we had that first meeting, and Rich said he wanted me to look over these Balkan tunes that he had been studying, and he had a book of them, and that was the first thing in the book. And I played through that, and I was like, wow, if they're all this good, it's going to be really amazing. Well, they weren't all that good, but that's become sort of our signature piece. We play it pretty much at every performance.
Yeah, it really is incredible. And I seem to remember, were you doing some transcriptions of these songs?
You know, YouTube turned out to be a really good source for finding pieces. So Rich and I have both gone through, and Coulter have gone through some YouTube videos and wrote them down by ear and brought them to the band, and that's been a significant part of our repertoire.
And when you say some are good and some maybe fall into the other category, that's true with all music.
It's true, and good's not the right descriptor. I just found that piece particularly interesting and driving, and not all of them had that same drive to them.
Yeah, that's I understood what you meant. I wanted to be sure everybody listening did. It's the music. It's hard to explain. It just comes from a different place, yet sort of lands in your ears like all authentic music does. But it's very different.
And we both treat the music very respectfully, but we don't necessarily play it in a traditional manner. There is not a soprano saxophone in a Balkan ensemble. So I'm a sort of substitute for something such as a zurla, which is a regional instrument that's a very loud double reed instrument. So this is about as close as I can come to that.
Would there be a bass and a guitar? I guess we'll find out. Would there be a bass and a guitar?
Possibly. You know, in contemporary wedding bands in Macedonia, they look like rock bands. They'll have a drum kit, bass guitar, electric guitar, and stuff like that. Then you'll find also some traditional instruments like a zurla, often used for symbolic purposes because people like the symbolism of these traditional ethnic instruments. It feels very important to them as a culture and a people.
Makes sense. If you see a Greek band, you might see a bouzouki, but you right next to it, you might see a trap drum set. Let's meet everybody else. Ryan, it is a 5-string bass. I thought so. How did you get hooked up with these guys, Ryan McMasters?
So I met Rich in 2017. We were working at, he was teaching a class at Pitt while I was there, and kind of hit it off, and Rich asked me to join the band to kind of fill in some of the low end and learn this music too. And similar to Ben, you know, I came in, read some tunes, felt like I was starting all over again because it's such a different approach to playing the bass, to playing music as a group. It felt great to really work hard and get into that.
Well, is a big part of the rhythm section or half of the rhythm section, is it difficult to play in these meters or to adjust to them?
It was at first, and then, like Ben mentioned, you kind of get used to the way that it rocks back and forth in the meter, and you know everybody's sort of pushing and pulling around it, and feel like it's my job to kind of keep it right down the middle so that everybody can play around.
Things sound great. And then Coulter Harper is here playing guitar. Coulter, have you been down for other groups before?
To this space before.
Okay, I don't know why your name's familiar to me. Maybe it's just been with other groups.
I played at the Children's Museum recently with Kelsey Robinson for something.
That may be it. Or it may just be that you're an institution. How did you get engaged with these guys?
When I I think Rich, again, you were already playing these songs with Ben, and I came by and just started learning the songs with them, and we would rehearse every week and just play them and not say much and just try to internalize this music, which to me is very melody driven. It's not like you can't sit there and count 1 2 1 2 1 2 3 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2, you know, that's what's happening, but you have to just, it's like muscle memory. You have to do it over and over again for a long period of time, and then it becomes sort of your internalized thing.
I was actually thinking about that when I was talking with Ryan. Sometimes those rhythm parts, you are almost counting the rhythm in your head at the beginning, but you've got to get to a point where you're just living it, and muscle memory is a good way to put it, I guess. Tell me about the guitar you've got. It's a Hofner, looks like, but I've never seen, I'm curious about it. How did you come by it, and what's different about it?
Same company that made Paul McCartney's bass. They made these in the 60s, and then they started remaking them in Germany in the late 90s, I think. And I've had this guitar for about 20 years, so it works for most of the things I do.
So it's a hollow body.
Semi-hollow body.
Yeah, I think that's what's getting me is there are, if you want to call them F-holes or S-holes, but they're actually covered. Oh, you can uncover them.
That's just vinyl. I bought that.
Okay. Oh, I see what you did. Okay, gotcha. That's there to prevent...
A little bit of feedback, depending. I mean, I used to tour with some pretty loud bands, so it was the only way to tie down the feedback. I probably don't need it on there right now, but...
No, that's okay. You could have told me they were custom-made to do something or other. Thank you. It's good to meet you. So now you know the rest of the band. Coulter on guitar, Ryan on bass, Rich on toppin', and Ben playing soprano sax today. What's next?
It's a song piece, actually, that we played as an instrumental. This is Jovana Jovanka. Thank you.
The group is Palm Beachy. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. Kathy Marin Wood writes, love doing a Gankino Kopanitsa. Yes, she's a dancer. I don't know if you know Kathy. She's a lot of things, a librarian, but also one of the Balkan Babes. Do you know of Balkan Babes? Kathy is a Balkan Babe and love doing a Gankino and Kopanitsa. I think that was in response. I'm a little late to reading that, but when we were talking about dance steps 15 minutes ago or so. You guys just sound great, really great guitar solo from Coulter there on that number. And I keep thinking of this categorization because I don't like to categorize music. I really like this. It's dance, mm-hmm. or it's something else. Makes a lot of sense. When you were visiting and picking up your drum, were there any particular surprises from getting a chance to travel?
I think what was most surprising for me as an American going to the Balkans was the intense feelings around ethnic differences and different ethnic groups. So Macedonians, Albanians, Bulgarians, Greeks, they all live in a very, Serbians even, they live in a very close geographic kind of proximate area, and there's a lot of ethnic conflict between these groups about who, you know, controls land or politics or things like that. And that was unexpected. I think as an American, we have this luxury of being like, oh, we can play Bulgarian tunes and Macedonian tunes and Serbian tunes and Kosovo tunes, whatever we want. But there, it's a lot different. And you're kind of, you know, in a lane, and the lanes don't mix as much as we would imagine they do here in the U.S. I think that was the biggest surprise.
Interesting. And we probably sometimes assume, oh, these people are all different and they're all in the Balkans, so they must all get along, and because they're not me. And if it's not me, everybody's getting along. Have any of you other guys made that trip? That had to be amazing. So what do you want to... Oh, let me remind you again, the Solar Concert Series this Thursday, 12:15 is the next gig, and I don't know if anything else is on the calendar. After this song, if there's something for Palm Beachy or if there's something personally that anybody wants to talk about in terms of a gig coming up, we'll make sure that we do that. What's the next song?
I think the next song we're going to do is Yanino Oro. It's a Macedonian tune, North Macedonian tune, and it's a dance tune also, very traditional, very powerful dance song.
Here again, Palm Beachy. Thank you. Bombici. And if you're wondering how to reach them, Bombici, first of all, is B-O-M-B-I-C-I. And I think their Bandcamp site is probably the easiest way. It's bombici.bandcamp.com. There are a few shows you can look at or listen to that are posted there.
And we had a new album come out in November of last year, and it's live, Bombici Live at Studio B, which is Studio B in WQED. We recorded it over, I think, two summers ago or last summer or whenever it was. But yeah, that's available on Bandcamp. So we encourage everybody to go there and check it out. You can hear these tunes that we're playing today, as well as many others.
I'm so glad you're doing that, because this music needs to be documented and spread and heard more and more. Plus, it's nice to have and to listen to. Ben, I was curious. I never thought about this till just now. Are you allowed? Allowed? Are you?
Allowed.
Yes. What degree of flexibility do you have in terms of, you know, improvisation or taking off on your solos? I know, the music I seem to remember is pretty, I mean, it's written almost like classical music, right?
It really depends on the piece. So the first piece that we played on the program today, we have the we're playing around with it. We have played it sort of top to bottom as written without any improvisational elaboration. The second piece is basically a drone piece. So there's a long space, basically over one note or chord that I play over. And we try to play the textures on it as well. So there's the notes that are given and the sounds that we can produce with this ensemble. And then the third piece, Yovana Yovanka, has a section of it that has a defined series of chords, which is similar to sort of standard jazz practice. So that I will improvise over very much in, if not sounding exactly like, well, it's a saxophone, so it's hard for it not to sound like jazz. But the practice of playing on that piece is similar to what you would see at a traditional jazz concert. And then that fourth piece that we just played, top to bottom as written.
So interesting. I was curious, and I had to say rules, but it's practices, whatever you would call it. It's fascinating.
Well, that's our negotiation with the material. There's the, including the fact that in addition to playing traditional pieces and modern pieces, Coulter and I have also contributed original works to the repertoire as well, which some of which you will probably hear at the concert on Thursday.
Excellent. Bombici is who you're hearing. I think they have two more songs to do, and I'm going to go back to Rich, who I've learned is the one, he kind of knows how to say all these songs and is, you know, the toppin' expert.
Tapan.
I'm going to get that right by the end of the day and then promptly forget Tapan. What's next?
So next we're going to play a combination of tunes. And in North Macedonia, this might be called what they call a splet, S-P-L-E-T. And that's the when you join two tunes that have the same meter to keep the dance party going, basically. And the tunes that we're gonna play, the first one is called Kondurki, and it's a very odd tune because it's really the pattern of another tune, the second tune that we're gonna play called Postupino, but it's a very different melody. So here you're gonna hear two very contrasting kind of textures and melodies and sounds, but it's gonna be the same rhythmic pattern that's happening underneath, and we're gonna play them continuously, moving from one to the other.
Interesting. I'm thinking about when an Irish band plays a couple jigs or reels, but they're more alike than I think these two are going to be. But we'll listen together, see if you can spot the change. I'm going to be listening for it. Here is Bombici. Thank you. Bombici. Wow. There was a moment in that song when I thought I heard more musicians than I see. And I mean that in the nicest possible way. And then I was trying, I don't know if you could see me like bending my ears forward and trying to focus on each of you. And I think it was because of the dance of Colter Harper's guitar and Ben Opie's sax. There were some intricacies going on as the two of you played that were just really fun. Maybe I'm noticing things that aren't there, but I really enjoyed the way that sounded. I might be analyzing too much, but sometimes you do hear phantom notes that seem to come out.
Well, that's you're also in the room with us, so you're seeing what we're doing, and yet what the sound is maybe not what you're expecting.
Well, right, and there's a lot of reflections in here too. But in any event,
and it's. This is not always very saxophonistic music. It's not music that stems from this instrument. I'm having to work at it.
Yeah. Well, it sounds great. I mentioned earlier, anybody have any, with Bombici this coming Thursday at our solar concert series, July 24th at 12:15, Buell Community Park. It's a great setting to bring a lunch and relax or dance if you care to. Anybody have any other gigs they want to mention?
Yes, I'm playing tomorrow night in Millvale at the Poetry Lounge. I'll be opening, and I'll be sitting in with the local band Microwaves, who in turn are opening for a Chicago band called Cheer Accident, which is a prog rock band that's been around for something like four decades.
Wow, that should be good. That's Ben. Anybody else? Let's go around Ryan and find out what he's up to.
Yeah, so I've done original music and sound design for Quantum Theater's production of Seagull coming up, opening July 25th at Chatham University. It's a modern take on the Chekhov.
Excellent. I was just going to ask you what the venue will be this time around. Quantum's got a great, the principle of quantum. You never know exactly where the stage is going to be. Colter, anything to mention?
At City of Asylum, just across the street on July 31st with James Johnson III and Hugo Cruz. That's part of Hugo's series. So.
Excellent. That's Thursday Jazz Night at City of Asylum, if I'm doing my date math correctly. And what about you, Rich?
Just this Thursday coming up with Bombici.
Excellent. Thank you all for being here today. Ben Opie, Colter Harper, Ryan McMasters, and Rich Randall. And what are you about to close with?
We're going to close with a tune that's called a Chocek. That's the style. And this will be pretty recognizable style to a lot of Westerners because it's 4-4 and it's very danceable. This is a tune that would probably show up at a Macedonian wedding. It's a party tune. It's called Maestore, Maestore.
Once again, Bombici. Thank you.
Bombici, thank you so much. What a beautiful sound from them. Look for them at Bandcamp, where their latest album is available.